And welcome. This is the first edition of the Pollination Podcast. We all know what pollination is, though. I don't need to repeat it. Basically, this is a platform that creatives are going to use to network, share ideas, and also inspire each other. It's an initiative of NKACC, a creative boutique agency based in Accra. And let me just delve into it. My name is Nana Kofi Asehini. I am a creative consultant. I am the lead creative at NKACC. And I'll be your host for this edition and maybe many more editions to come. But the plan is to bring on as many people as possible so you can hear from different people. So today we're going to talk about personal branding for creatives. I delivered a talk at Atmosphere 3.0, a creative event held in Accra. And I just thought it would be great to share some of these thoughts with you. Let's talk about creatives branding themselves. And we're supposed to be the best people. We're supposed to be very, very good at this. But sometimes we end up neglecting some of the things that we're supposed to do. So I just thought I'll put together some ideas and just throw it at you. This is not like a sure way to brand yourself. This is my thoughts, things that I think people don't really talk about. There might be other things, but there's just a few tips I want to give to people. So the first thing I want to talk about is the title of a slide is check yourself into a brand spa. You know, it's time to treat yourself. Usually what happens is as creatives, we end up neglecting our own brands. We end up spending time and hours doing stuff for other people. And then we end up not looking too good, you know? So I think as creatives, it's time that we sit back and look at ourselves, look at our brand image, look at our whole brand outlook. Who are we? What do we stand for? And be able to sit down and spend some time in creating a brand for ourselves. We end up sitting down writing strategy documents for some of our clients. We create logos, we create brand guides, etc. But how come we can't do this for ourselves? I mean, I know some people are doing great for themselves. There are some creatives out there who have really, really branded themselves really well. But I think it's time that we all take a look at it and look at our brand and be able to clean up our brand. Just like you check into a spa, you know, and you treat yourself. You clean your nails, you have a pedicure, you have a manicure, you have a massage, all of that. Maybe you should take time off this week, maybe say 2 days, and just look at your brand and look at what you've done for yourself as a creative person and see if that is good enough. And maybe, just maybe, this may be the time for you to rebrand all. Assert your brand image or revamp what your brand stands for. The next thing I want to talk about is being authentic. I mean, I'm sure this is overplayed. You've heard it several times, but it is very important to be authentic, because the thing is, what are you giving? What are you giving to people? What do people know you for? It's one thing saying that, narrow down to a niche. I mean, and that's something that we can talk about later, but I'm talking about being authentic. And that involves putting work out there that represents who you are. This might sound a bit abstract, but it is true. You need to be able to identify what you're good at. What is your language? What will people identify you for? I mean, if you wanna delve into 12 creative disciplines, fine, that's fine by me. But what would be that one thing that people will say about your work and say that, okay, he's known for this, he's known for that. When it comes to this, this is his voice, you know? And that's the thing that we as creatives end up neglecting. What do we stand for? The moment we put our voice out there, people can see that we've been authentic and not being fake and not trying to copy other people, and we'll become the originals, then we are asserting our brand or what we stand for on people. I mean, can you imagine buying, say, an outfit, say, a Fila t-shirt, and is spelled Fils or a Puma t-shirt that's spelled Kuma, you know? As much as it might look so much like the original, it won't be the original. And if you had money, you would buy the original. I mean, there's nothing like wearing an original Rolex. If you wear a fake, it's not everywhere that you can show it off, you know? And an original Rolex is an investment. So yes, that's the second thing, being authentic. Now, the third thing I want to talk about is vulnerability. You know, usually as creatives, we judge ourselves. We end up waiting for the perfect moment to put out the work. We end up waiting for the work to be perfect before we put it out. And then we end up trashing so many ideas, so many things. Our trash bin is full of crumpled paper because we think that we haven't gotten the original, we haven't gotten the perfect idea yet. But the truth is that some of these mistakes, which you think will make you vulnerable, will actually endear people towards you, because then they will see you grow, and then they will feel, they would end up growing with you because they know your journey, they know what you stand for, they know where you came from, and they know you are getting better. So they obviously know that you're not going to stop there, you're going to become better at it. So there's no need hiding. I mean, vulnerability is an opportunity for you to show people your mistakes. As much as it sounds very negative, but it is very true. You need to be able to show people, oh, I did this and I made this mistake, but I learned from it. And that's the key thing, you know? The other thing I want to talk about is showing your work. There's this book by Austin Kleon, Show Your Work, which I think is a must read for every creative. He has a couple of books, but I think that one is a must read for every creative. And I'm going to read something from one of the pages. It says, be a documentarian of what you do. In order for connection to happen, we have to allow ourselves to be seen, really seen. And I think that's a quote from Brené Brown. So basically, if you don't show your work, how do we know you're creative? You can hide it in the garage and not show people what you're good at and think that it will assume you're creative. You need to be able to show us what you've done, and that's when we know that you are indeed creative. You know, people should see your work, advertise your work. Don't be shy, don't be scared. I mean, it's part of the other point I spoke about, being vulnerable. Show your work, and people would comment, people would criticize, people will critique it, and be ready to take it, because that's part of your life as a creative. I mean, it's part of the process of growing. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is growing relationships. Usually, because we're in a world where creatives don't make too much money of what they do, we end up being wide and not deep. What I mean by deep is there are clients we have that we do stuff for, and we don't delve into the relationship, or we don't delve into the process of growing that relationship with them. So you end up having 15 clients that you do very shallow work for. I mean, compare that to having 3 clients that you're doing deep work for. You're deeply invested in their brand and their strategy. You're consulting on several projects for them. Now, that's deep work. What then happens is the people end up trusting you, and it ends up having a positive outlook, a positive toll on your brand, because then there's a certain sense of trust between you and those people. And that trust is then translated, or that trust is what helps them, or that trust is what makes them recommend you to the next person. Word of mouth, that's where that comes from, because then they have a deep relationship with you and they can vouch for you, you know. So as creatives, we have to learn to invest in these relationships with our clients and not be shallow with everybody, you know. I think that's very, very important. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is value. I mean, you need to have a reason to be heard. Why would people listen to you? Why would people want to come to a talk and hear you blab all night or all day? Why would people buy a book? Why would people come to your YouTube channel? Why would people follow you on Instagram if you have nothing to say? I mean, the thing is, people will come to you when you have something to offer them. You go to the carpenter because you know he's going to make a chair for you or a table for you. You go to a better carpenter because you know that he's going to make a better chair for you. You know, and you obviously pay more for it. So that's value. What are you saying? What are you bringing onto the table that people would want to have a piece of? You know, and as creatives, I think that's very, very, very important. The last thing I want to talk about is reputation. Now, I mean, this is going to be really, really simple. Brand is equal to reputation. It's that simple. Apple's reputation is based on what we feel about Apple. Samsung's reputation is what we feel about them, and that's how they've built their brand. That's what they stand for. If you're somebody who does not finish projects, if you're somebody who has issues with people when it comes to creative projects, that becomes your reputation, and that becomes what you stand for, which is essentially your brand. So yeah, let me go over these tips. The first thing is check yourself into a brand spa. Treat yourself, do what you do for others. Do that for yourself. The next thing is be authentic. Embrace your vulnerability. Be vulnerable and see it as an opportunity. Show your work, show your work, show your work. I can say this. I can say this all night or all day. Show your work is very important. Grow relationships. And it's not just in business, even in real life. You have to grow your relationships because that also has a toll on your brand. Create value. Value is what brings people to you. That value is what people want from you, and they will pay and they'll listen to you. And lastly, your reputation says everything. You are your reputation. Your brand is you, and your reputation is your brand. So thank you for listening. This is the first edition of our podcast. And I'm glad that you listened to this point. You listened to the end. Go on to Instagram and follow our page, The Pollination. That's at the.pollen, as in pollen grains, P-O-L-L-E-N dot nation, N-A-T-I-O-N, at The Pollination on Instagram. Follow our page. And we're going to share as much as we can. We're going to bring on more guests onto this show. We're going to share knowledge. We're going to network with people. Very soon, we're going to have a show on YouTube, so you can also subscribe to our channel. We will share that on this podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Nana Kofi Osihene. I'm a creative at heart. And if you are a creative at heart, it's time for us to take over the world.